Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up this hour, we're going to hear from Pottawatomie County. We'll also hear from Fort Riley with the anti-terrorism expert coming in towards the end of the show. But we start things off with Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Commissioner in studio. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning, and thank you for letting me have another shot at this.
Well, you seem to always be the guinea pig in Pott County, huh?
Well, as I told, I shouldn't say this, but... Well, one of the other ones couldn't come. He said, what'll it take for you to go? And I said, your undying love, respect, and admiration, one vote of my choice. So it's a negotiable thing.
There you go. Well, we're a pleasure to, pleased to have you on here. And, you know, anytime the other commissioners want to come on, we always appreciate that as well. And, you know.
They do. I mean.
Greg's been on more recently than Pat. Pat does a good job. I don't know why he's so scared of coming on the radio, but. Maybe he's not scared, but
he's busy.
He's busy. Yeah, he's a busy man. But well, Dee, we like having you out here. How have you been? First off, I haven't seen you in about a month.
I've been busy. All of this state money, federal money, all of the responsibilities that go with COVID challenges and trying to get the budget together. It's been more than a few days a week. We always go all day on Monday, pretty much into the afternoon. We don't break for lunch. So when people look at us and think we're not doing something, the real buck stops that's at county level. And people don't understand that sometimes, that the services and the delivery of driver's license and the evaluations and everything that the state wants us to do, like the courts, is all down at the county level. And it's interesting.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Well, yesterday you had a lot on the plate yesterday, a lot of department updates. One of the big things, and I didn't cover this on my news today because I knew I was going to talk to you, was the budget hearing. And that's kind of the first step, I guess, here to getting your budget going.
That is true. And we worked on it. We're probably ahead of some other counties because we've gone over what we needed to do in terms of capital improvement and other things. And the issue with us this year is the state mandating that if you're going to have more valuation and their taxes go up, if you stay at 30 mils and you get more valuation, then the value, the money that you receive goes up. And so anything that we exceed from what they call revenue neutral requires a hearing, a publication and a hearing. And this is being done all over the state right now, but it's enough extra work to determine those things and be able to do what they said and publish so that everybody could come in, that it costs us more to do something that doesn't really change what goes on. Strong letter to follow.
Sure. Well, the budget that was agreed to here, at least that's been published, is the is going up one whole mil, and there's a reason for that.
Yes, we spent considerable time talking about it, and we're going up one mil because of road constructions and the cost of asphalt and all of the supplies we do for bridges and so on. Have, if anybody that's built anything or tried to buy anything, it's gone up maybe 10% to 15%, and we're trying to anticipate those costs. We have about 300 bridges in our county. It's a very complex county. We have the Blue River on one side, the Kansas River on the other side, and a drainage of the Vermilion River through the middle, and all the tributaries in that cause us to have a lot of creeks. But that one mil increase is still, we're about two mils less than we were 4 years ago. Some years back, I'm not sure the exact number, but we have stayed at that level, so. Oops. Don't call me. I'm sorry.
No problem. Well, you take that. I know Dave's got a caller standing by here. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Good morning.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick.
Certainly.
Go ahead, you're on In Focus. No, maybe not. We'll try again later.
Maybe I answered it already.
And maybe that was, they're calling your cell phone. Yeah, there you go.
That could be you.
I think Dave's going to try to get them reconnected here. They might have lost connection. Nope. All right, well, we'll try again here later. Again, Dee McKee joining us here, Pottawatomie County Commissioner. Well, you talk about the amount of bridges you have there and the road needs, and obviously, there's a lot of growth happening, and we saw that here and I know Derek spoke with you, I think, last week, one of our reporters, about the census numbers and how fast Pottawatomie County is growing. And it's, I don't think it really surprises anybody, but I think the most surprising thing was that Pott County is leading the state in growth. But,
well, as someone who studied some statistics while I was working on my doctorate, why, the the interesting thing about reporting in percentages is if you have 50 houses and you go to 100, and this is over a 10-year period, but I'm condensing the thing, you have a 100% increase. If you're in a big city and you have lots of houses, the percentage is less. However, it is impressive, and it is what will probably continue on our side, just watching the builders and the preparations. And the, we don't have cities necessarily. Most of these houses are out in the country, so the county ends up doing all of the platting and the code inspection in Blue Township. But it's not the usual county by any means.
That, yeah, that's absolutely true. And I've got some more questions on that here. And let's go back to the phone lines first, though. The caller is back on the line. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Hello. We need one more bridge across the Blue River. They've got Highway 24 shut down right now, westbound and eastbound, and therefore they're putting in that go-round at Green Valley Road or whatever the world they're doing. It's shut down for miles and miles and miles.
I just came through that. Yes, I agree.
They're going to be after you for that other bridge. Okay,
well,
thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me with that. It is something that was in the regional plan in 2003 when Lorne Peppard was mayor, and it's been on the design, but it has not seen support, especially from Riley County commissioners. And I think when the whole when the whole area is growing, you have to look at the comprehensive needs of the whole area. We had a tree go down on Blue River Road, which is the only other access close by, unless you go clear out to Myers Valley Road and come back in on 13. And the military is having us do a traffic study because they want to make sure their soldiers can get to work in a short time. And if there's a flood, it floods on the south side of the river. So you get to Wamego, they can't even go across and come back on Zinedale Road. So when we talk about comprehensive needs, I absolutely agree with the speaker. And I think that anybody that's coming back and forth across the river to NBAF or to the university or the hospital, and now the new school that's straight down that road, right down from the two middle schools, should look at that and think of it as in terms of safety and security for our citizens, not Pottawatomie County citizens, but citizens all across the area. And I'd ask everybody out there to try and help us move that. It's not going to be there in 1 year. This traffic thing is going to be continuous a challenge. And if there's ever a big wreck just over the other side of the Blue River Bridge, I've said this before, I feel like I'm the champion about this, but if there's a wreck over the Blue River Bridge and it closes that road, buses and itinerant teachers and everybody that milk trucks, everything that's supposed to go back and forth will be pretty much stymied if they have to close down on our side, because it's a peninsula. The Blue River, if you look on a map, goes east and then curves back, and it's like going out onto a peninsula. There is no extra route to the east until you get to Wamego, and there's no route, and that's east and south, and then north you have to go on that Blue River Road, which goes down into the floodplain, so it's not useful in a flood. So then you're looking at going out on to Myers Valley and back in with all the cars, and I think the last time I heard was about 27,000 a day.
Wow. Well, I haven't seen numbers yet for Blue Township. I've seen the county numbers. Do we have any idea of what the population is there in Blue Township now? Because I don't know if they break it down by townships or not.
They don't really. I have the largest number of population in the county, in my district, and I have one town, and that's St. George. Mm-hmm. So everybody else is out in the, it goes about 3 miles west of, on Bluebird Road is the dividing line that comes back this way. And I had Oldsburg, and that disappeared a couple years ago because of population. It's constant. The other thing I say when I'm trying to talk to people in leadership and have them understand, I'm the only elected official, except for the township officers, for all of that area that's been growing. And they are very interested in being their own town. When we had our survey about governance, why 75% of the people pretty much had an interest in that. And equally that many of people wanted the bridge and were willing to pay for it. And so when I took it to KDOT about a year and a half ago, I suggested we do a toll bridge for demonstration, suggested that K-State could use their engineers to help us train, and they could do a real applied education. That and the Bellevue Bridge, which is still on our consideration, and it's even a bigger bridge probably, and make it so that we would be able to serve the military and make sure that we do not encroach on the west side of Manhattan, which is part of what the city of Manhattan and county have agreed to all the way around the fort. They don't want encroachment. so that they don't lose the chance to be able to train with noise and all of that. And as you see, put that all in a pile and look at it, it doesn't make, to me, much sense to, I'm going to say this, build things for people out of town and their comfort and convenience when the local citizens have the most benefit from jobs and the security and the safety of kids and public.
Yeah, all right. Well, good to note. And I'll tell you what, let's take a break and we'll come back more with Dee McKee in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.